Hi, this is Jamie, and welcome to this episode of Over a Cup of Coffee, where we talk about everything under the sun, all over a cup of coffee. Today, we have a really special guest. We're going to be talking about creating your personal brand, what is a personal brand, and also, what are we all doing here? We're going to try to answer that question today. Hi, and welcome back to this episode of Over a Cup of Coffee. This is Addie, and I've got my friend Jamie here, thankfully.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how
friend.
Are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind couple of weeks, huh?
It has.
Which is good, all good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think our last podcast was just, I mean, it was really good. It was spontaneous.
Yeah, it was.
Of course, just to remind our audience, we had Dara Blackwater on and had a great conversation with her. And that was so spontaneous.
Learned a lot of new things.
And so that was really great. And then we have a really special guest today as well.
Yes.
And her name is Carrie Rose. And we met Carrie at last year's Professional Women's Summit. I don't think any of us had any idea. Well, I know I didn't. We didn't have any idea of what an impact.
The caliber that she was going to bring.
And the impact she was going to have on the audience and the summit. And so we're just really appreciative to have you here.
Yeah.
And we were, just before we went on and started filming, we were talking about your name, Carrie Rose, which I love.
Yeah.
Because my name is actually Jameson, and I go by Jamie, which is a nickname. And so I've always wished I had, earlier in my career, gone back to Jameson. But everybody knows me as Jamie now. So, but so Carrie Rose, welcome
to our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Always so much fun to see you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. And this is just a very casual conversation for our listening audience. We're in Farmington, New Mexico, which is in the northwest corner of the Four Corners. That's our area, our region of the United States. And in my ongoing New Year's resolution, to practice. Oh, I don't make resolutions.
No
resolutions. I said that on a podcast. So on my goals to do on a daily basis are gratitude. So my gratitude today is for the wind, because I really trying to be grateful and find gratitude and blessings and everything. So it's been a little windy this week
it's
in Farmington, New Mexico.
Very windy, yeah.
Yes.
Like I told you when I got here, my hair was smooth. It was so perfect. I had no little flyaways or broken pieces sticking up, and I was so proud of it. I went out to go do some visiting for what I actually do for a living. The wind assaulted me.
Yes.
So now it's up and messy, but this is my happy place.
Yeah.
I prefer it this way.
Yeah, I love it. So again, for our listening audience, Addie has her hair up in this really cute little messy ponytail, which is really cute. But yeah, so it's been a little windy here in Farmington and in the state of New Mexico. And funny thing, yesterday we had the winds and I was posting pictures of, you know, flowers, and in Albuquerque,
where you're
kind of
from, where you're from.
Yeah. We actually had several inches of snow, which, spring in New Mexico.
You solved a riddle for me, because I couldn't understand how, as a 47-year-old adult, everybody in my family kept texting me, "You should be good on the road today." And I was like,
I'm grown.
I have a weather app, guys. Like, I think I'll be fine, because up here it's just been windy.
Yes, yeah.
But I guess down there, I was wondering why all of them kept texting me, like, traffic reports.
I know. Yeah, my dad sent me a picture of the yard, and he was like, "Look what we woke up to." And I was like, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want the wind, but I definitely don't want that right now.
Right. Well, and then New Orleans, they had a tornado.
Right in one of the boroughs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So spring
is crazy. Austin had a tornado too.
Oh, Austin had one too.
Yeah, my brother lives right outside of Austin, and they were under a tornado watch the other night.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah.
So spring is just crazy. You know what they say, you know, it comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. And I think we're definitely in the lion right now. It's just crazy everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
I hope this is the lion. If this is the lamb,
I'm going to be really mad.
Yeah. Let's hope it's the lion. I'm going to have to relocate.
The lamb
for a little bit.
End.
I know. Exactly. I don't know where we go though. Do we go south? Do we go to Mexico?
Yeah. Yeah, we're shaping.
I can go back to Tucson.
Yeah. Let's go somewhere fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're off topic, which is all we do. We have just always been off topic. So, Carrie Rose, will you just give us a little bit of your background, what you do?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then we'll kind of go into sort of what our topic is today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, I'm Carrie Rose O'Connell, mm-hmm. and I am actually a independent brand marketing consultant. My agency is called Rose Brand Consultation Services. And I do a lot of different things from a brand perspective. So I help clients with everything from the minutia of website development, social media development, optimization, all those things in the algorithm world. Mm-hmm. And then I also do a lot with just overall brand communication and systemic development. So like the reason I'm up here is I was actually working with a great group of people called, they are out of a nonprofit here in Farmington, Capacity Builders, mm-hmm. Inc. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make sure you look them up. Yeah. They're fantastic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, basically helping them. We did a new website. They're visioning their 2022 forward. You know, a lot of businesses came out of the COVID era, mm-hmm. really learning how to hustle during a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And so they've reinvented themselves, or they're working on reinventing kind of how they do their work in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great time. I've been up here following up with that, really talking to their leadership and their teams about, mm-hmm. you know, just healthy communication, proactive conflict resolution process, those kind
That's
of things
so
that just kind of help humans be in healthier relationships with humans is my big goal. So,
I love that.
Yeah, public speaking has become a big part mm-hmm. of what I do now, thanks to you guys. I didn't even know who I was when I got invited to speak at that. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, kind of like when Jamie called me originally. I was like, I wonder if she knows who I am. Like, does she have the right person? You know?
So I think I had absolutely the right person. The way it worked out.
Yeah. And so it was really eye-opening for me, that mm-hmm. experience last mm-hmm. October with mm-hmm. you guys. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like I told you, driving home from Farmington on Highway 55.
I was going to bring that up. I love that story.
It's such a beautiful drive. It's one, you know, this is one of my favorite areas of the planet, this area of New Mexico. And so I love that drive home. And I was just listening to my music, relaxing after, you know, having such a great time with everyone. Mm-hmm. And I just all of a sudden said out loud, oh my gosh, I'm a public speaker, you know, and I was like, okay. And then I just was like, well, I have to figure that out. And then I just kept driving, you know, because I was like, let's not overwhelm ourselves with that discovery.
But
let's let it wash over us.
Well, right. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Because
I've had that same moment too, the first time I got up and told my story. And, you know, Greg, who produces our show, his wife, Georgette, approached me, 5 years ago now, to get up in front of the Farmington Police Department and the community and tell my story of recovery. And I had never told it. I had never told it in the short stint in AA that I did. I had never told it from beginning to where I was at that point.
Wow.
And I drove away from there and I was like, holy cow, I'm really a public speaker. This is what I wanted, but do I want it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a little terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so you came in. You know, you're joking. Well, I don't, maybe you are joking that when I called you and we set it up for you to come speak. And we did that because last year our theme was overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we just really, this was the first year where the Women's Summit was going to sort of recover. We'd had a great 2019, a COVID 2020, you know, virtual. And we really were like, okay, we really want to do a big summit this year and just hit it out of the park. And at the time mm-hmm. you were involved with New Mexico Women in Film.
That's
which
right.
I'd love you to talk a little bit about that as well. And you came in and you were our speaker. I think, did we have you right before lunch or right after lunch? I can't remember
now,
but it was right before lunch.
Yeah.
And it just, the whole crowd.
You could hear a pin drop because everybody was on the edge of their seat. Mm-hmm. What is she going to say next?
And
it was amazing.
We had an evaluation form and so many comments came in about how great you were. And it was just one of those things where we didn't even quite know. And it just turned out to be fantastic. So, but you surprised yourself. You came out of your comfort zone a lot to do it. And, you know, that's kind of what we thought we would talk about. We were joking the other night when we were all together about sort of waking up going, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
And, or where am I? And I think you just mentioned that with your public speaking mm-hmm. when you did that talking about recovery, where you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Yeah. I can't believe I'm actually here doing this.
Yeah.
It's not what I thought I'd be doing.
No, right. No, never, never in a million years did I ever think I would be telling a recovery story.
Right.
An alcohol abuse recovery story. Oh my God. Why? You know, but it's transformed who I am. I needed to be transformed. But even from that evening to where we're at today, I get asked all the time to share pieces of my story, share where I'm at, share what I've done. And it's actually gotten so much easier now because after I did it that first time, I owned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hadn't quite taken full ownership of my story until that night.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? This was your life. This is how you lived. This is what happened. And these are the repercussions. And now you're rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And so it's just progressively gotten better and better. And, you know, this last weekend I was in Tucson and in the middle of the desert with saguaro cactuses around me, I had this grand epiphany of, oh my God, you're living the life you've been praying for since you were 20 years old.
Mm.
It's perfect. Everything's perfect. It's all in its place. And I'm going to speak again next week for a group. And like, you know, it just keeps coming. And
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's so, but every now and then I go, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you doing? Where are we going to go with this? Just going to wake up tomorrow and do it again.
Yeah. Totally.
With Mexico Women in Film.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. And then you have made a transition even since last year.
Yeah. So. You always mm-hmm. trigger stuff in my world, Jamie. Like,
She does. She does. We wouldn't have this podcast.
I'm going to rename you in my contact book as Impetus. Because yes. Something always happens when you contact
me.
So
she's the conduit.
after our first interaction, yeah. I started discovering this whole world of public speaking. And then you checked back in and at the top of the year and invited me back, uh-huh. which is great. Mm-hmm. And, we were talking a little and, can I say the topic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're on air. Nobody's going to stop us. We can say whatever we want.
We're going to get scolded tomorrow afternoon, but it'll be okay.
You can say the topic for this year.
So, you know, I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'd love to, you know, and I was really excited. And she, Jamie tells me, you know, so our topic is going to be reimagining yourself. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, great. Yeah. So we wrap up and I hang up and I say out loud to myself, reimagining yourself. Okay. Well, I'm going to have some experiences so I can talk about that. And then literally within weeks, all of my channels of work that I thought I was going to be focusing on in the immediate period of time completely reimagined themselves.
Wow.
So manifested that quick, you know. I keep trying this with lottery tickets, but it doesn't work. So
I'm just like,
apparently I'm not allowed to profit off of it. I just have to keep having these and then, you know, doing it. So, you know, I'm still a member of New Mexico Women in Film. And for me, what it was is, and this is interesting about why we're here, what's our purpose, you know, kind of what the hell is going on,
mm-hmm. right?
Is what I like to do and what I've done with my particular personal development over the last 11 years is I've realized that I have a big vision. I know at the very end of my life what it is that I want to have left on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't bog myself down with what that looks like as far as the journey there.
Getting to it.
Mm-hmm. Because those kind of details, if I start planning it out, like, okay, so first I'm going to work through here and then I'm going to get this and then I'm going to go through that and then I'm going to contact this person. Mm-hmm. You start manipulating the kind of the role of things mm-hmm. in a way that it doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. And divine timing.
Exactly.
We're not in control of that.
Right. You just mm-hmm. have to let things play out. Mm-hmm. Right. And, mm-hmm. and you don't really know how you're going to get there. You just need to kind of focus on what it is you want to deliver. So, you know, I knew there was these things that I wanted to share with the planet and I'll figure out how it's going to happen. And film and media became an industry that, mm-hmm. shockingly, I ended up really realizing some of my service could be put through. Mm-hmm. And so as I was examining really what I want to do to help cultivate that industry in not just Albuquerque, but across the state, for me, it's all about what's actionable on the planet. And so I realized that the bulk of the work I want to do, I can do more quickly, nimbly, and directly in the community through my brand. Mm-hmm. And so there was a pivot that was needed. Mm-hmm. Because the work I wanted to do, sometimes you, as a larger organization, you can't execute things like right. that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Red
there's too
tape.
Many, there's, yeah. Positions of influence that want to either limit or control how access is given.
Mm-hmm.
And my concept of delivering access to people is very progressive
mm-hmm.
because I don't believe it's for anyone to really say when you can have access to a door.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I like to kind of stand in the hallways of life, and as people wander around aimlessly and I can notice they don't know where they're going, I go, are you looking for a door?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Yes, please. And uh-huh. I like to just kind of put them in front of an open one.
Right.
This one's open. And then the success or failure through that doorstep is theirs.
Right, right.
I don't like to rob people of that mm-hmm. by saying, I'll decide when you walk through. Mm-hmm. I'll prepare you first, and then you can walk through with my say-so when mm-hmm. when you've shown me you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's necessarily our place as any one person mm-hmm. to do, no matter what your experience, tenure, street cred, any of that is, you
yeah,
know?
Right. Yeah.
And so what I've done is realize, you know, Carrie, much like people produce films, I like to produce communities.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jamie mm-hmm. and I have talked a lot about yeah. this, uh-huh. right? Mm-hmm. Just being these conduits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That put people, hey,
yeah.
you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A and B.
Right.
Have you sat in front of C and talked
right.
about D? Because
right.
EFG is going to be good.
And you don't have to always. Know? And that's the thing. That's the other thing I think about being an effective conduit or connector is mm-hmm. it, you don't have to feel like I have to own it and control
need,
it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to know what the outcome is.
Yeah.
It's yes. yours. I
it's
just
yours.
Put you together.
And I think if you're intentional about it and you are passionate about doing that, it's good when you are the conduit or you mm-hmm. connect, and then you can step back and yeah. let mm-hmm. it go and be without sort of and feeling like I still have to be in here and
exactly.
I still have to be
no, you just roll on to the next
fingers
one.
Into it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You just
yeah.
can step back, and then what amazing things come from it,
yeah.
or not, doesn't mm-hmm. always. Things don't
right.
always work out. But
yeah.
no, I think that's mm-hmm. part of it too, is being ready to step back out of it
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Because all those stories aren't yours to narrate.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know what I
no.
mean? So it's like,
and I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that stress. I don't want that anxiety.
Right.
I don't, I
right.
tell people,
I don't
I'm trying
want
to figure
it.
Out my own self.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you're going to have to do you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
I can give you tips on what's worked for me.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Well, and a word that gets thrown around a lot recently is branding. Brand. Create
yes.
a brand. Create
mm-hmm.
a personal brand. Create. You know, our community
everybody's
went
a brand.
Through. Yeah, a brand.
Yeah.
Why is it important to have a brand? So
yeah.
why is it? Why? And maybe that's we've always thought of, you know, a brand like a logo mm-hmm. or a symbol for marketing. Mm-hmm. And but there is something to be said for creating your personal brand. But
showing up as the expert in your field
or
right?
just your life. And
uh-huh.
like what,
right,
yeah,
right.
if you're creating
mm-hmm.
a personal brand,
mm-hmm.
what is it that is your brand? What do you want people to think or know about you?
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually thought that would be an interesting topic for a future Women's Summit is mm-hmm. just on creating a personal brand, because you don't have mm-hmm. to be part of a company to create
no.
a brand.
No, and
so,
in fact, I mean, if you look at some of the fastest career growth channels of millennials and centennials
mm-hmm.
as influencers,
mm-hmm.
their
right.
identity is a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of them make pretty decent money.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Purely
yeah.
by creating an identity that then validates products that they're happy
right.
to stand
sure.
in front of.
Right, that's
know?
A whole new way of
yeah.
Yeah, and that's,
mm-hmm.
I think,
companies.
What has affected branding
mm-hmm.
overall. You know, advertising, mm-hmm. I was curious, because advertising has dominated the human psyche for so long,
right.
we don't realize its actual bias effects and things like that that it's played in our world.
You know, we can say Coca-Cola, and we all know it's gonna the white can with the white the red can with the white stripe,
that brand,
and the curse of writing. Like we instantly pull that.
Right.
So
yeah, and I did some research, and it was like the first print ad was in like 1896 for perfume, and it was the first paid for advertising.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Print in a French magazine.
And
it was the first time a brand ever like paid a magazine to say like, hey, you should use this fancy perfume. But if you think about that, you know, the way marketing manipulates trigger responses, I mean, that's the whole goal of marketing.
Right.
Good or bad, the whole goal is you're trying to present something that hooks people to want to engage you.
Sure.
Right. So simple breakdown.
Right.
And, but if you think about that kind of tactic, right, that if that's been happening in our society since 1896, that's why we don't know where we are.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Cause we're waiting for the next ad to tell us where we need to go.
Yeah.
What do we need to buy? Where do we need to drive? Who do we need to see? Yeah.
Right. To give us all those identity markers. Right.
Right. Right.
And I think that's why so many people are now doing personal brands, because I think what it is it's a desire to detach from what has been conglomerate statements and more of a demand to be seen as an individual. And I think it's kind of the way people are navigating how to really discover and then share with other people, this is who I am.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and I think you're right in that too. If you could separate, if you could eliminate all ads, all marketing, all of the chatter, social media, and step back and just go, well, who am I without all that? Because you're right. A lot of it is trying to be something we see.
Yeah.
And
well, and I think too, like if you think about it through your career is, you know, and especially as working, like working women, working moms, we find our identity sometimes in those compartments.
Yeah.
So say for instance, when I was in the cable industry, I lived and breathed cable, and I just, that's who I was. That's who I identified as. And coming out of that and recognizing that, wait a minute, you're all these other things too. And you're not just your career.
Right.
And, and I think too, we get lost sometimes in that and need to find, you know, need to recreate, reimagine.
Yeah. So I think that's that whole term of branding, personal branding, creating your brand, finding your brand is really interesting. And again, I do think it'd be a great topic for a women's summit, even a little bit of workshopping.
Absolutely,
and,
for sure.
And your brand doesn't always necessarily have to, I think our brands change. I mean, we're talking about reimagining yourself. Which is why we think it's such a great topic for this year after coming out of the COVID year where it was overcoming adversity.
Right.
But there was a lot of time in 2020 to think about life and career and relationship. And because
what's
we were
important.
All living through something that nobody had ever lived through before.
Right. Yeah.
And that is going to redefine a lot of how we look at life. Mm-hmm. And so I think that gave a lot of time for thinking and, you know, realizing
and
what am I doing here?
Yeah.
On the planet, in this life, in this day.
And what's important to me, what, you know, that's why I think like you have that great resignation, right? Where so many people are leaving jobs. And when you hear people redefine what they consider as like benefits, it's no longer like medical, dental, 401k.
It's, time,
it's you know, work-life balance,
time,
autonomy, being able to work flexibly from home.
Right.
If I need to. Joy is now becoming like, hey, it has to fulfill me in a way where I feel joy.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm not going to compromise.
Yeah.
I'd rather be paid like exponentially less, but feel gratified by the work I do.
Yeah.
You know, all those things really stemmed from that evaluation people
made. What a huge shift in a year, well, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Of things that came into play that were just life-changing and career-changing and so many things.
Well, and people had to stop. You know, everything stopped. Our events stopped. Our travel stopped. Our
just being out and about
stopped. Yeah. So what do you do when you're all of a sudden now you have to be quiet with the four walls that you're surrounded by, mm-hmm. and possibly the people who live within those four walls with you, and everybody doesn't have their outlet.
Right.
Yeah. You have to come in and recognize that, oh my gosh, we aren't happy in this house. So how do we fix this?
Yeah.
And I think for me personally, because I by myself, it was a great moment in time for me because all the noise did stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was able to look at, you know, what am I doing here? Right. What are my goals? Mm-hmm. Where do I want to be? And, you know, and I encouraged it every opportunity I got with people, especially when they were like, oh, I'm struggling, having such a hard time. And I'm like, okay, well, you just need to be quiet.
Yeah.
Sit down and be quiet and put some real thoughts and effort into what's going to make you happy. Mm-hmm. Where's your joy? Where are you finding it? And if you can't find it, how are you going to create it?
Right.
Because there's nothing worse than living miserable. Nothing worse than living miserable.
Right.
And so, you know, so I think I've been seeing, especially with the hotel, I see so many people come through and all different walks of life. And it's been really neat to see some of my people come back that I haven't seen since 2019. And they're all starting to travel again and to know that they're with their same companies, or even some have shifted to other companies, but they're still traveling up here. And they tell me, I'm so happy. Like, you know, I got some time off. Yeah. I got some time away and we refocused and the family's doing great. You know, like all these things. And it's like, it feels so good to hear those stories rather than the sad ones that we had been hearing.
Yeah. I will say, just to bounce off of that, I honestly believe that the only thing worse than living miserable is living numb.
Yes.
So I would tell people, if you're feeling miserable right now, that is your opportunity to accept change because you're at a breaking point.
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
Let's go ahead and feel that. Mm-hmm. Be grateful for it because that's your quickest escape route to joy. Mm-hmm. Is gratitude.
Right. Right.
So thank you for this misery because now I can feel what's going to be the growth of it, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. I would say miserable is still better than numb.
It absolutely is, and I've been in both.
And we're getting to the end, actually, which I'm always
we're
shocked.
So fast.
I know.
Why
so fast? I know. You just said it, though. You just said exactly what we were going to kind of talk about is, what am I doing here? But that comes from coming outside of a comfort zone. That comes from the change. You came and spoke at the Women's Summit. When you did that, stepped out of that comfort zone, of that box, you had no idea the ripples that were going to start that upon. Neither did we.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
no idea it was going to be as successful as it was, that it was going to grow, that it was going to become what we see it becoming.
Yeah.
But that all came out of, you know, you stepped out of your comfort zone. We've stepped out of our comfort zone.
Big time. Mm-hmm.
That change.
Yeah.
It leads to that where you stand back and go, what am I doing here? But I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Every second. I'm loving it. I never thought I would be the chamber CEO. Yeah. I'm loving it. It's scary. Came out of changes in my life. So what am I doing here? But it's really good.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Come join us in the awkward unknown, people. That is where all the receipts are.
Well, and it's where things happen.
It's where life happens. Yeah. Well, the serendipity of it. You know, we talked about with our last episode because of you running into our last guest and Dara. I'm like, I can think. But you know, those are the coolest moments in life.
Yeah.
Is when they're unplanned and you're unexpected and
yet
you get
affirming.
To be right.
Yeah, very
and you're like, that affirms something I didn't even know I was asking.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So now you are a public speaker.
So now I'm a public speaker. Yes. Hey, y'all.
Yes. I was gonna
and
say, if you need
somebody. If you want more time with Carrie to hear more of what she has to say, join us at the summit.
Yes.
We'll be selling tickets soon.
I will be here live and in person.
But
you've
I'm so excited
you
about that.
You have your own company. What is your company? What's your all your stuff?
So Rose Brand Consultation Services. It's real easy. It's just rosebrandcs.com is the best way to check out everything that I'm doing. I'm also a poet, so you can read poetry on there. I do all kinds of stuff on there. And I just actually started my Substack page, where I'm writing more about the work that I tend to speak through, which is self-awareness. And so my series is called The Practical Enlightenment.
Oh, great.
And
I
it's all very much about being human and practicing that. And so I released my first article in February. I'm writing my March one now, so nice. It'll be live next week. And yeah, so cool. I'm just trying to get it all out there now. So you'll see all my social links are on my website. So you're welcome to follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram. My niece and stuff is trying to get me on TikTok. So far, I've only created an account and looked at things and gone. What is going on?
Yeah, I don't understand. It's wild. Yeah,
I think I have about 8 videos on there, and every now and then I go in and look, and I'm like, why did you do that? Let's take them all down.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys very much to our listening audience out there, to our Facebook audience. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Over a Cup of Coffee, and our special guest Carrie Rose O'Connell.
Thank you,
and of
Carrie.
Course, Addie and I, we appreciate you following and listening, and we will see you next time. Cheers.